I'm kind of curious, what did you have to eat in Korea?
Well, they would, either a ship would come up, except in the wintertime when it was frozen over, they'd airdrop stuff into me. And, but I had some, you know, flour and whatnot to make biscuits or bread out of, and biscuits, and need a little yeast and whatnot. So I showed them how to make biscuits. I had a army field range up there. So they made, they brought out some one day. I hadn't supervised it all, and they were just hard, like hardtack. I couldn't figure out what was the matter. So I peeked around the corner watching her cook some on top of the, instead of baking it in the oven, they were cooking it on top of the stove.
Frying it, yeah.
And every time it'd start to rise a little bit, she'd hit it with a spatula. So it was pretty hard. It was like a cookie, more or less.
Oh, yeah, like a, almost like a scum. Yeah. Wow. What do you call, what makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And what kinds of bread would you use for sandwiches?
Well, of course, around here we use mostly just white bread. I'll never forget Ms. Kahn, Kahn's Bakery. She brought a loaf of bread over to my mother one day. My mother died when she was 98 and a half. Ms. Kahn brought her a loaf of bread, and Mother thanked her and said, "Oh, is it from the bakery?" She says, "No, I made this myself. It's not that cheap stuff they make down at the bakery, the watered-down stuff."
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What a treat. If you had various kinds of canned drinks in your refrigerator, and you were going to offer your guest something, what would you offer them?
Like a Coke or a 7-Up or Dr. Pepper. Or
so you'd be specific about what you had, right? Or would you just call it a Coke?
Yeah. Well, it's, I think, generally speaking, Coke is about the first thing somebody comes to somebody's mind these days. But it's kind of a interesting, because when I was stationed in Germany, a good friend of mine was the head of Pepsi Cola for Germany. And he had no children, so about every other Sunday he'd come over to the house and take my little girls out to the swings and swing them and whatnot. He just loved to play with them. With them and all. So I kind of had an allegiance to Pepsi Cola for a long time, and last time I contacted him, he was living in Dallas, and he was then head of all international parts of Pepsi Cola.